like the antiquarian. That's not my name, Ardath. Must we fight? Wise men say to accept the inevitable with grace. If I must, I must. I will try to be gracious. When pigs fly, Bowman's thought. The lady's smile was mocking. She sent something. He did not catch it. Other voices filled his mind. For an instant he thought the Dominator was awakening. But the voices were in his physical ears, back at the house. Oh, damn. Wind chimes mirth.
Cleet is in position.
The voice was Tokar's. Its presence in the attic enraged Bowman's. He started running.
Help me get him out of the chair.
Stancil.
Won't you wake him up?
Glory.
His spirit is out in the Barrowland. He won't know anything unless we run into each other out there.
Wrong, Bowman's thought. Wrong, you insidious, ungrateful wart. Your old man isn't stupid. He responds to the signs even when he doesn't want to see them. The dragon's head swung as he hurtled past. Mockery pursued him. The hatred of dead knights pounded him as he hurried on.
Get him into the corner. Tokar, the amulet is under the hearthstone in the shack. That damned Menfu. He almost blew it. I want to get my hands on the fool who sent him up here. That greedy idiot wasn't interested in anything but himself.
At least he took the monitor with him.
Glory.
Pure accident. Pure luck.
The time. The time, Tokar said. Cleet's men are hitting the barracks.
Get out of here, then.
Glory, will you do something besides stare at the old man?
I've got to get in there before Tokar reaches the Barrowland. The Great Ones have to be told what we're doing.
Bowman's passed the barrow of Moondog. He felt the restlessness within. He raced on. A ghost danced beside him, a slump-shouldered, evil-faced ghost who damned him 1,000 times.
I don't have time for it, Bisand, but you were right.
He crossed the old moat, past his dig. Strangers dotted the landscape. Resurrectionist strangers. Where had they come from? Out of hiding in the old forest? Faster. Got to go faster, he thought. That fool Stance is going to try to follow me in. He ran like nightmare, floating through subjectively eternal steps. The comet glared down. It felt strong enough to cast shadows.
Read the instructions again to make sure, Stancil said. Timing isn't critical as long as you don't do anything early.
Shouldn't we tie him up or something, just in case?
We don't have time. Don't worry about him. He won't come out till way too late.
He makes me nervous.
Then throw a rug over him and come on. And try to keep your voice down. You don't want to waken Mother.
Bowman's charged the lights of the town. It occurred to him that in this state he did not have to be a stubby-legged fat man short on breath. He changed his perception and his velocity increased. Soon he encountered Tokar, who was trotting toward the Barrowland with Bisan's amulet. Bowman's judged his own startling swiftness by Tokar's apparent sluggishness. He was moving fast. Headquarters was afire. There was heavy fighting around the barracks. Tokar's teamsters were leading the attackers. A few guardsmen had broken out of the trap. Trouble was seeping into the town. Bowman's reached his shop.